You're listening to Houston Weekend Magazine. My name is Mystic Matthews, and joining me on the show today are two great ladies to talk about a great event coming up. We have Gail Harrison with ConocoPhillips and Georgina Beal, a volunteer with Team Red, White, and Blue. And we are here today to talk about the ConocoPhillips Clay Shoot for the 2013 Warrior Sporting Clays Tournament, and it's coming up in just a couple weeks. How are you ladies doing?
Really well. Thank you very much for having us back again.
So excited to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Always fun to have you on. And Georgina, of course, welcome. Give us a little bit of background. We had you guys on last year to talk about this wonderful event. Tell our listeners what it is that the Warrior Sporting Clays Tournament, I have to say it slow. That's a tongue twister. Did y'all know that when you made the...
The clay shoot.
Okay, the clay shoot.
The clay shoot.
Maybe when you drink beer.
We just thought it would rhyme with everything when you looked at it.
Okay, so the ConocoPhillips Clay Shoot, that's easier.
That's easier.
Tell us about this event coming up.
So this is our fifth annual clay shoot. This year, again, we'll be supporting veteran groups. And in the 4 years that we've previously been running the tournament, we've raised over $400,000. So we're looking forward to another great year with raising money for veterans.
Awesome. That's so wonderful. So the fifth year, and ConocoPhillips has been doing it the whole time.
Yes, we've been the primary host of the event. Previous to the 4 years that we've done it for veterans, we were doing Special Olympics clay shooting. And we hosted them about 10 years approximately that we raised over $1 million for that charity at that time. So we've always had a very strong sponsoring partnership.
Great. And why clay shooting?
Clay shooting's pretty popular thing in the oil and gas industry. It being hosted here in Houston, we have a lot of people in the energy sector, whether it is an oil and gas company or a services company or support company, that really like to come out and clay shoot. The added bonus here is we have a lot of people in the Texas area that are hunters and shooters and love to get out and do some shooting out on the range.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Team Red, White, and Blue and how your involvement came to be in this, Georgina.
First of all, let me just tell you about Team Red, White, and Blue a little bit. We're a veteran service organization, and our mission is to enrich the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to the community through social and physical activity. So our organization aims to transform the way veterans are reintegrated into society when they return from combat and they're leaving active duty, the reserves, or the National Guard. I became involved about 2 years ago through some veteran friends of mine. I, too, am a veteran, and this is my way to give back to the younger generation of veterans and say thank you for what you've done. I've been successful in the civilian world for about 10 years now, and giving back and teaching them what I now know and helping them find their place in our community here in Houston.
Well, thank you for your service as
thank
well.
You. My such, pleasure.
Such a wonderful thing to hear when we get to talk to people who have done that for our country. Team Red, White, and Blue is an organization that helps our veterans. How did we go from Team Red, White, and Blue to the ConocoPhillips Clay Shoot?
ConocoPhillips actually invited us last year as one of their charity partners, and we had a great time. We had a retired Lieutenant General Kearney who came down, who's one of our members of the board, and we just had a fantastic time meeting members of the community and interacting with executives from the oil and gas industry. We had a lot of wounded veterans out to shoot, and it was just a great opportunity for them to get back doing what they're comfortable with, and they too are hunters, and they like to go out on the range and shoot. And it was also a great way to introduce the members of the community who maybe have not met a wounded veteran or just don't deal with veterans in general to say, we're here, we're just like you, we enjoy the things that you do. So we're very, very grateful that Gail and ConocoPhillips invited us again this year. This is a great opportunity for us to continue to raise more awareness for our cause and also include more veterans into this community.
Absolutely. And being a veteran, coming from the armed forces, you probably know how to shoot pretty well. So I definitely wouldn't want to have to go up against you guys when it comes to shooting into clay tournament.
That's funny that you say that, because we do have a competition at the ConocoPhillips clay shoot in the afternoon where we have a battle of the branches, where we have teams, one from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
And they compete against each other to see who can get the highest score. And one of the great things about that battle of the branches is that it's all paid by local sponsorships. So local companies, business owners, individual sponsors can contribute money to sponsor a team through the Purple Heart program. So that's a great way to bring out our veterans who might not otherwise get the opportunity to participate and have them get involved.
So what you see here is ConocoPhillips trying to provide a location for veterans and the public to come out and shoot with us.
Absolutely. So just a few more questions about Team Red, White, and Blue and veterans in general. What are some statistics about your organization and who all that we're talking about that's coming back, that's needing help, that's part of your organization?
Right. Well, we have about 2.5 million Americans who have served in our armed forces and deployed in support of the global war on terror. And over the next 4 years, as we see our forces draw down, we approximate 1.2 million will be leaving active duty and entering our civilian community. A study in 2009 found that 26% of returning veterans have post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and many veterans who suffer from this or some of the other invisible wounds, such as survivor's remorse, depression, anxiety, isolation, they won't ever seek help. So we want to welcome them into our community, say, we're here for you. We understand who you are, what you've done, what you've been through, and we want to do it in a consistent, supportive environment where they can be active physically, or just socialize, re-engage in the community, volunteer at any of our events. We just want to reintegrate them into the community, teach them how to be active again, teach them how to be social again, and have them start leading healthy lives.
Absolutely. And that's so important to show that we support them for the service that they've given our country. What wonderful, wonderful things that you guys are doing. But anybody can come and shoot.
Yes, anybody. It's welcome to the public. So we have many sponsorship opportunities with companies, or individual teams can come out and shoot. They're 5-person teams. Or you can come out as an individual, and we will put you on with a group that are out shooting. So there's all those kind of opportunities to come and actually shoot. And we have quite the competition, as Georgina was saying about the Battle of the Branches, but we have male and female competitions as well. We are here in a city where there happens to be a lot of female shooters out there, so you can see some pretty good scores from the women out in the area.
Okay, and how does the tournament exactly work? Because I've never been to one, so can you kind of explain how the process works?
The course is set up in traditional colors, red, white, and blue. It's shot on 11 stations, and you'll run a combination of 75 shots or targets. And then we'll have included in there an additional 8 targets that you can shoot for mulligans, somewhat like you do on a golf course when you play in a tournament and you want to improve your score. You'll get in a few extra mulligans there in order to get your scores up. Do it by what we call Lewis class ranking system. So the scores all go in. It's all computerized. We bring everybody back together for a really nice lunch midday, and some pretty interesting guest speakers come out with us too.
Do we want to talk about who the guest speakers will be?
We have retired Brigadier General Craig Nixon, who's a strong supporter of Team Red, White, and Blue. He's going to be there. He's going to shoot as well. He'll give the presentation during lunch and have some remarks for all our morning guests and our afternoon guests. General Nixon comes to us with a very strong military background. He probably, his most notable assignments were Deputy Commanding General of the 25th Infantry Division and Multinational Division North in Iraq. He was also the Director of Operations for U.S. Special Operations Command and the Commander of the 75th Ranger Regiment during combat operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think he will be very well received. The Houston community has a very strong appreciation for military and our heroes, and so we're excited to have him out here.
Absolutely. So he'll be there mingling and shooting and giving his speech during lunch.
Right. So we'll have not only General Nixon, but we also will have a featured veteran speaker with us for the afternoon. That really does make a nice complimentary story of why we are out there for veterans in the military by doing this shoot.
Absolutely. And it's always important to support our military and do these sorts of things, but it's also amazing to hear their stories, to interact with them, and to see people who have actually served and to thank them in person. It's actually a wonderful thing to bring people together to do something something like this, something that you've been doing for several years now.
Right.
Wonderful.
So the teams really have a great mix of can either come out and shoot as your own company teams or your friends, or we can give you opportunity to even meet veterans and spend the day with them. So there's several teams that are out there that are a mix of a few friends and a couple of veterans on their teams too. And we'll look after doing all of those logistics for you if you're coming out to shoot with us.
Okay, wonderful. So if people want to find out more information as far as shooting, even sponsorships, volunteering, are all of those opportunities still available?
Yes, we have several opportunities still available. There's sponsorships, team registrations or single registrations. Volunteer registration is still out there and open. We have several different positions, as you can imagine. When you look at the size of shoot, we're talking over 1,000 people out on the range that day. And so it takes roughly about 300 to 350 volunteer positions to make this run.
That's amazing.
So there is a lot of opportunity to come out, and it doesn't matter if you're a shooter. We have lots of opportunities. If you're really good with computers, there's a computerized scoring system that always needs people that are really good with systems. We have cart drivers. You're going to be shuttling all of the shooters and volunteers back and forth to their cars for the day. So really a lot of different things that you can come out and be part of. So we'd sure welcome anybody out.
Okay.
We do have a website, and it's www.ConocoPhillipsClayShoot.com, and it has both participant registration, it has the volunteer registration out there for you to find information about it, or you can give me a call. It's Gail Harrison, and the number at Conoco is 832-486-2540.
Okay, great. And is there anything else we wanted to mention as far as the afternoon, the shooting tournament that we didn't get to talk about yet?
Another opportunity for some of our local businesses is sponsorships. We still have the opportunity for them to continue to sponsor teams or individual veterans. We're also looking for silent auction items. So if they have anything that they can donate, whether they be tickets to local sports teams or two nights at a hotel downtown, dinner for two, anything that will bring in money to our cause. We're really looking for businesses to step up and help us in that aspect as well. Or just cash donations always work as well.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay. And they can do the same thing if they're interested in helping in that way, going to the website or calling Gail.
Correct. They can go directly to the ConocoPhillips website that Gail mentioned, or we have our own at www.teamrwb.org, and they can also donate there.
Okay, great. So we definitely need volunteers, definitely still need participants, and of course, sponsorships and donations are always welcome. The day and time of the shoot is
Saturday, September 28th. The first flight goes out at 9 a.m. in the morning, and our second flight goes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have a lot of sponsorships out there that already donated lunch for us, so there is opportunity for you to come out, and if you wanted to, you could shoot in the morning, have lunch, and stay in the afternoon and volunteer in one of our positions, or the exact reverse. We'd really like to see everybody come out and support this worthy cause.
And if you're not quite sure that you're going to be good at clay shooting, we do have some practice and training sessions on Friday.
That's
before
right.
The clay
yeah.
shoot.
Okay. So Friday the 27th?
Yeah. On Friday, September 27th, out at American Shooting Center is where the location is for the shoot. You can come out and take extra training or specialized training, and we have a host of registered shooters that are also trainers on the side that have donated their time and effort to the cause and will be out there to do training with folks for the afternoon. And we also have a company that comes out and provides lunch that day. So if you want to take a Friday afternoon off, come out and have some lunch and go and take some training from one of our registered trainers.
Wonderful. And this is all happening at the American Shooting Centers, which is on Westheimer Parkway. September the 28th is the 2013 Warrior Sporting Clays Tournament hosted by ConocoPhillips. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in to give us all the information. And so great to see you again, Gail. Thanks for coming in, Georgina. Appreciate both of you.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
We have Georgina Beal, Team Red, White, and Blue volunteer, and Gail Harrison with ConocoPhillips talking about the Warrior Sporting Clays Tournament. You can find out more information at ConocoPhillipsClayShoot.com. You're listening to Houston Weekend Magazine. I'm Mystic Matthews. Houston Weekend Magazine is a public affairs program produced by CBS Radio Houston. Questions, comments, or information about your community event or public service announcement can be emailed to HoustonPSA@CBSRadio.com or mail it to us at 24 Greenway Plaza, Suite 1900, Houston, Texas 77046. Thanks again for listening to Houston Weekend Magazine.